We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to get to more of your calls. We're also going to the Western Hotline. John Murphy's bringing to the play-by-play tomorrow night with, of course, Steve Tasker and Sal Capaccio. Murph joins us right now, brought to you by M&T Bank, the official bank of Bills fans, by Dunn Tire, the official tire of the Buffalo Bills, and by Sullivan's Brewing Company from Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world. Happy Football Friday, John Murphy. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, can you give me the NHL standings, the Sabre standings again?
Yeah, they're 0-1, Murph. I didn't...
0-1, okay. No, I mean, I'm glad but they're an update on that.
They're ahead of two teams in their own division on goal differential.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
So they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th in the East Division, Murph, in case you were wondering.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
so, hey, listen, fans are going to be back tomorrow night. Let me backtrack for a second. What was it like having some fans in the building last week for the while you were broadcasting?
It was great, and it surprised me. You know, I didn't know it would affect me like that, but I'll be honest. I got a little choked up when the Bills took the field right before the coin toss. The crowd erupted. It was noisier than you would think 6,700 would be in a place that normally has 10 times that many fans, and it kind of choked me up. I was like, man, these people are pumped to be here, and they make a difference, and there was a certain amount of energy and noise. I mean, I think they weren't overwhelmingly noisy, but there were a couple times when the Colts, I think, had trouble getting plays called at the line of scrimmage, and they did a lot of that, a lot of audible from Philip Rivers. But I think the noise was a factor there. It was then and at the end when Micah Hyde broke up the Hail Mary pass at the end, when the crowd again erupted, when it really hit me how great it was to have fans in the stands, how noisy they were, much noisier than I thought that a group that size would be. It was fun, and now we get a whole new group of 6,700 this week.
Hey Murph, the Bills have faced a number of good pass defenses, some of the best ones in the league this year. Rams, Niners, Steelers come to mind. Now they take on Baltimore. How do you think, as you've looked at Ravens games and done your prep, and having, of course, seen all the other games this season, how do you think Baltimore's defense, their pass defense, stacks up against the top ones the Bills have faced this season?
They're right there. You know, they're right in the mix, I think. They like to blitz a lot. I think they blitz more than anybody in the NFL, so they'll try to put pressure on the opposing quarterback, regardless of whether it's Josh Allen, who does well against the blitz, or anybody else. They're able to do that, I think, because their corners are so good. Both corners are pretty solid, Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters, and that allows them to put so much pressure on opposing teams. But they have a good group up front. You know, they rotate seven or eight guys up front, including Yannick Ngakoue and Calais Campbell, a couple of guys who've been around the league and know a little bit about how to get a pass rush going. Their linebackers are okay. They have a rookie middle linebacker, their first rounder from LSU, Patrick Queen. So they're good. I don't think they're great. I don't think they're like a difference-making defense, but they're good. They're solid, and they do put a lot of pressure on opponents.
You know, one of the things Jeremy and I were just talking about, Murph, though, in the break, the previous segment, I should say, is the improvement in Josh Allen and the passing game, but in Josh Allen specifically, that you play man, he was the best against man. You play zone, they beat zone. You blitz, he had, I think, the best touchdown to interception ratio versus blitzes in the league this year. So it's become very difficult to figure out what's the best way to try and stop Josh Allen in the Bills passing game.
Yeah, it's a really good point. And, you know, the Ravens so far have played mostly man. It remains to be seen whether they will do that tomorrow night. I think they will, because that's what they're comfortable with. It would be kind of a big shift if they were to transform themselves into a zone defensive team. They like man to man. I think they're going to be tested man to man by Buffalo's arsenal receiving targets. And we, you know, I'm guilty of this as much as anybody. You look at the matchup and think, well, where do the Ravens, what do they do that might hurt the Bills? You got to turn around a little bit and think, if you're the Ravens, you have to be worried about Buffalo's passing attack. You know, as good as the Ravens have been on defense, here comes the NFL's second-ranked passing attack with all those targets at wide receiver. You know, they have two good corners. They don't really have four great corners, and that makes a difference when they line up and play. That's the matchup that may decide the game. Can the Ravens cover the Bills? Can they stop Buffalo's passing attack? Can they slow it down at least?
When you flipped it around and you started looking at the Ravens' offense, of course, we're going to start with Lamar Jackson. We're going to talk about the Ravens' running game. What stands out as you've watched teams play Lamar? Maybe, excuse me, Murph, if there were teams that had some success against him, anything stand out as you did your prep work?
Yeah, no. I mean, I'll tell you, I went right back initially, and I did it last Sunday night at halftime when I saw the way the Browns-Steelers game was going. I went right back to December of 2019, remembering that the Bills did a pretty good job against Lamar Jackson. They seemed to employ, you know, a variety of approaches. They had, I guess, what you could call a spy, not entirely through the game, but a couple of plays, and they made sure that their rush lanes kind of protected the outside, kept them in the pocket, and they were pretty successful, held them to 40 yards. It seems like that's what most teams try to do. But here's the thing that got me as I was thinking about the game through the week. You can have a handle on Lamar Jackson. You can think we're doing a good job. He hasn't hurt us yet. And then all of a sudden he explodes for a 60-yard run.
Right.
So it's really hard to do that for, you know, 65 plays a game to have him in check, you know. And the Bills managed to do it, held him to 40 yards a year, 13 months ago. But can they do it again? I don't know, because it only takes one play. That's all it took last week against Tennessee, which, again, is a pretty good defense.
Murph, the other thing I want to ask before we let you go is, okay, when they're passing the ball, we spent a lot of time talking about their running game. When they do pass the ball, who are the main targets to be aware of?
Yeah, that's, I mean, Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown is their number one target, I guess, and he's good. You know, he's smallish, you know, 5'9", 180. He's not great. They have Willie Steen, Miles Boykin, the Notre Damer comes in and catch passes. The tight end, Mark Andrews, is pretty good. They don't really have a dynamic playmaking receiver, I think. You know, they have some good running backs, but not really a receiver who scares you. So there's not one guy who demands a lot of attention in the receiving game. If there is, I guess it would be Brown. But that might be a thing where the Bills have, an edge over Baltimore. They don't have to worry too much about Baltimore's passing game. And let's face it, the Ravens quarterback, Lamar Jackson, as good as he is, on the ground, he doesn't scare you as a passer, does he? He doesn't scare me as a passer.
No. Yeah, if you could somehow contain their running game and make them throw 30 times, I love the Bills' chances in this game.
Yeah, and that's why I think the Bills, you know, offense holds the key early on to get out to an early lead, a couple of touchdown lead, force the Ravens to throw it more than they want, then the Bills should be in good shape tomorrow night.
All right. Enjoy the game, Murph. We'll talk to you Monday morning.
Okay, thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.